Okay. So this Shabbos, as Hashem, we begin the fourth Sefer the Chumash, Chumash Bamidbar. And of course, Motzei Shabbos is Shavuos, so I thought I'd talk about a subject which is relevant both to Parashat Bamidbar and to the Yom Tov Shavuos, something about Talmud Torah, namely the question of accepting money, accepting a salary for teaching Torah. What are the ramifications? Is it mutter? Are there any issues about it? And so on. So connecting both the Sedra and Yom Tov Shavuos. The Sedra, because the very first pasuk, source number one, the first pasuk, the Parashat Bamidbar, Sefer Bamidbar says, "Vayedaber Hashem Moshe b'midbar Sinai ba'ol moed b'echad l'chodesh hasheni b'shana hasheni l'tzeis ha'maris yisrael l'mor." The action described here took place in Midbar Sinai, the Torah tells. The Medrash comment in the second source, Bamidbar Rabbah, Parashat Aleph, Siman Zayin, "Vayedaber Hashem Moshe b'midbar Sinai l'ma b'midbar Sinai mikan shon chachamim b'gimel dvar nitna Torah." The Torah was given through three things. By the way, our practice is always, or almost always, to read Parashat Bamidbar on the Shabbos prior to Shavuos. Actually, the Gemara says in the Megillah, you're supposed to read Parashas B'chukosai, the Klolos, the Taras Kohanim, the Tochacha. And Taras Kohanim is always read the Shabbos before Shavuos. We don't do it quite like the Gemara says. We do it the week before the Shabbos before Shavuos, and we make a little buffer in between Parashas Bamidbar. Every once in a while, you learn Parashas Noso before Shavuos too. But generally speaking, the Bamidbar is before Shavuos. There are many connections between the Chazal, many drushes to connect. So here in the second source of the Medrash, it says, the Midbar Sinai refers to the Torah being given in the Midbar. It says, the Gimel Drab Nitna Torah, but Eishu Maim of the Midbar. And then Gemara quotes the relevant Psukim. How do we know Midbar? And the second line there, Bamidbar Minayin, Vaidabar Shonashar, Bamidbar Sinai, our Pasuk. Right? And the Gemara, the Medrash then asks, the Loma Nitna, the Gimel Drab Halala, what's unique about these three things? Elama Elu Chinam, Lechol Boy Olam, Kach Divrei Torah Chinam Heim. Just like these things are free. I don't know, water's not so free anymore, but it says Eish, Mayim, and Midbar. Okay, strictly speaking, Eish, these are natural things that Kodesh Baruch Hu provides. It's free, so to speak. So too, Divrei Torah have to be given free. That's one interpretation. Dover Acher, Vaydaber, Shon, Sinai. Not talking about that aspect. Rather, Ela Kol Nisha, Eina Osa Atzmo, Kemidbar. Hefker, Eina Yochel, Liknos, Asachochum, Torah. Anyone who doesn't make himself like a Midbar is not going to acquire the wisdom of the Torah. The Chachmah of Midbar Sinai. So two angles. What exactly does that mean? You have to make yourself like a Midbar. So we'll see in a moment. The Midrash doesn't really elaborate, but the Gemara elaborates. The Gemara based on a different pasuk, not from our Sedra, but the pasuk says in Parshas Chukas, the Parakhof Aleph Midbar Pasuk Yud Zayin. That's Oz Yosher, a different Oz Yosher. There was another Shira. We're familiar with Oz Yosher by the Yam. There's also an Oz Yosher in Parshas Chukas, singing the praises of the Be'er, or the incident at Arnon, whatever exactly the praise of the Oz Yosher. There was Oz Yosher Yisrael, Asa Shira, Azos, Alu Be'er, and Ula, etc. That's the Midbar Parshas Chukas. Perchafal of Pasuk Yud Zayin, and on. In Pasuk Yud Ches, at the end it says, Umimidbar Matana. Pasuk Yud Ches says, Umimatana Nachliel, and the Nachliel, Bamos, Pasuk Hov, Bos, and God. What is that all about exactly? So the Gemara says in the Dorm Daf Nun Hamad Aleph, the fourth source, Amalelo Teis Rakach Adamali Perusha Da Ben Milsa. One Rav said to another, we'll see the details in a second. I don't want you to leave here. Don't get up and leave until you explain to me. My Dichsim Mimidbar Matona Matona Nachliel Matich Nachliel Bomos. What is that talking about? Those aren't names of places. What is it? Amalei Kevin Sheosa Adam Es Atzmo Kemidbar Sheumufka Lakol Torah Nitmalo Matona. The person makes himself like a midbar, mufkar lakol, so then he's going to get the Torah as a gift. That's mimidbar matana. Shenem mimidbar matana. The kevish nitla matana, nachlo keil. Shenem matana nachlo, then it's his heritage. The kevish nachlo keil, ol l'gdula. Then he gets higher in stature. Shenem nachlo, bomos, high up. But, if he becomes too haughty and too self-important, then akos brocho mashpilo, shenem mosagai. Those are the psukim. So what does it mean? What's this whole message about? So the Ran, in Maseches Nedarim, you have the Ran printed on the side of the page. So the Ran and the Darim, it's a line by line Rashi, a line by line commentary on Maseches Nedarim. So Nun Hamad Aleph there in the fifth source, my Dechsir, Umidbar Tonim, Niskavin Rav Yosef, that was the speaker here in this, a presentation. Lahazir Rava, he's talking to Rava, Sheshof Shal Ruach Biyoser. should be humble, like a Midbar. Should be, if you want to be successful and achieve Torah, you have to be Shvaruach, you have to be like the Midbar. The Midbar is not attractive, there's not much fanfare, not much, you know, growing there and so on. It's plain, so you have to be that humble. It's a lesson in humility. Just like we have by Mount Torah, the Chazal tell us that Har Sinai was selected because it wasn't the most beautiful, and tall, I was going to say, it wasn't the tallest of all the mountains. Yeah. So that, should, that was, so what does it mean? And probably the same thing in the Medrash and our Parsha, back in Source 2. When it says, Mufkar Lakol Hefker, Midbar Hefker, it means Shmaruach, to be humble. And that's really what it looks like as well in another Gemara where the same story is told in Erevin Daf Nun Daram Alav. That was Nidarm Daf Nun Hay. Six sources, Erevin Nun Daram Alav. Amar of Masa, Mai Desim Midbar Matana, Imesim Adam Atzmo, Kemidbar Zesha, Kol Doshin Bo. Everybody comes in and walks there and so on. You know, there's no admission fee, right? So Talmud Miskayim Biyodo. What does it mean? First of all, Midbar Tana, so you look there in Rashi and Erev in the seventh source. Midbar Tana, in Kemibahu, Torah Nusum Matana Shalalishkach. What's the big thing the Torah is giving you as a gift? What does it mean? It means it'll stay with you permanently. You won't forget what you learned. That's really the thing. In Lav, back to the Gemara, ain't Tamil Niskan Biyodo. The Gemara tells the whole story. The Gemara identifies that the players here in this discussion were Rava Breid of Yosef, Barchama, and Havala Milsa of Yosef. He had an argument. We'll get there, yeah. So, in any event, the story was this Rav Yosef and a different Rav Yosef. And they had an argument. Rashi explained in the seventh source, Milsa, can I even the Darnal Kas? They were angry at each other, so he stopped speaking to them. Then, okay, back to the Gemara in the second line, Kimata Mali Yom de Kippur, came to Erev Kippur. He wanted to make up. And he asked Mechila. So he went, Ezel HaFaisa, let me go, talked to him. So he came in, Rava did, and he found Ashkel Shame, the Shamis of this Rav Yosef, was fixing him a cup of wine. I'll make it. In those days, you didn't just pour a bottle of wine. You had to mix the wine with water in the right percentage. So I'll do it. So he gave it to Yaiva and he gave it to Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef tasted it. This wine tastes like the wine that Rav Yosef Racham used to make for me. Because again, everyone made the wine a little differently. And as Rashi points out, that in Mozug Bemayim of Yosef Saginor, Rav Yosef was blind, so he didn't know who it was. They would come in, he tastes his cup. Oh, this man. Then he said, "Yeah, that's me." He tells him this whole drasha. Anyway, what's the purpose here? So we said the way the Ron learned, and that's the simple reading. You aren't Arab in there, that it means to be like a midbar. Shakol Dashimbo means everyone can walk all over you, meaning to be humble. However, Rashi in Arab learns a little. Rashi rather in the Dorim learns a little differently. Back in the Dorim, in the eighth source, Rashi said, "Huh." Yes, they made up. But anyway, he told them this drasha. Fine. Now look in source 8. Rashi in the Dorim, back in the Dorim, the Hamad Aleph says, what does it mean? Kemidbar Shmufka Lakol? Not talking about being a Shvaruach humility, but rather Melame Torah Bechinam Lakol. It means to be a middle. You know, you don't charge an admission fee to get into the desert. Right? No, you go in there for free. Right? So that's what it means. Because Rashi, Melame Torah Bechinam Lakol. Not to be a Shvaruach the way the Ran says. I mean, that's not a machlokas. Could be both. But the Ran is saying that lessons of being like a midbar is a lesson of humility. And the way Rashi learned it teaches Torah. It means that she teach Torah to everybody for free. Tosus there, ninth source, and there in the Dharm, then Hamad Aleph says, Shemufka Lakol, Shemalame Torah Lakol, leaves out the word Bechinam. He just says, you should teach Torah to everybody, just like a midbar, is accessible to anybody? So your Torah should be accessible to anybody. That's also how the Rush, in the tenth source, in the Dharm, you also have the Rush on the page. Shemufka Lakol, Lalame Torah Lakol. So here we have a couple of sources indicate, at least according to some, the notion that you're supposed to teach Torah for nothing, for free. That's the way, whether it's from the Medrash and Arsedra, from these different Gemaras and so on, you're supposed to teach Torah for free. Now, the question that I mean the Shia, but we find and we know that many people do get paid for teaching Torah. Teachers draw salary, and Rabbanim get drushes for teaching and so on. Rabbanim give drushes, get paid, so how can it be? So, I just want to go through some of the sources and we'll see what perhaps the exceptions are, what we rely upon today. There is a more famous source for this notion from a Pasuk in Parashas Vayeshanan, this 11th source, Dvarim Perek Dal Pasuk Hei. Says there, "Ra'ei limadati eschem chukim mishpatim kasher tzivani Hashem avakai." Vasos came be kerbar tasher atem boim shom avishto. I've taught you, says Moshe Rabbeinu, chukim mishpatim. I've taught you all the mitzvahs kasher tzivani Hashem avakai, like Hashem commanded me. Okay, so there is a Mishnah in the Gemara Maseches Bechoros, Daf Chof Testament Aleph. The Mishnah says in the 12th source, Mishnah says, "Hanotel schor ladun if somebody takes a payment to judge, a Rav answers a shiloh, or he adjudicates the case, you take a payment for that, dinav betalim, says the Mishnah. So you disregard this person's dinim. Why, says the Gemara, that's the Mishnah. Because 13
you have to pay.
Nowadays
you have to pay.
Yeah, yeah, so the Gemara says, you know, but the Mishnah says you're not supposed to. So the Gemara says in 13, same page, Chorus Chavtes Harav, Menohan Emili, where does that come from? Haruhudam Harav, the Omar Kro, Re'eli Marati Eschem, this pasuk in Parshas Chanan, and the emphasis on the phrase back here, back in 11, Kasher Tzivani Hashem Alakar, like Hashem commanded me. What does that mean? Mo'ani Bechinam, Afatem Bechinam. Right, just like I didn't get anything, right? I didn't pay anything. I didn't get paid, so you shouldn't get paid either. Tanya Rami Hochi says the Gemara, Kasher Tzivani Alakar, Mo'ani Bechinam, Afatem Bechinam. I asked the Gemara, yeah, but very nice. What if you can't find someone to teach you for free? What if you're not able to, or you can't find some shalom and bishar? You can teach and then you pay someone to teach you. You have to learn Torah. So let's say you can't find somebody willing to do it for free. So you have to pay him. Tamaloma MS Kine. Pasuk Mishle. I printed it there in the 14th source. Mishle Parakov Gimel, Pasukov Gimel. MS Kine. MS Kine. Rashi explains in the Chorus Chatzarav MS Torah. So you have to buy it if you have to. But back to the Gemara. But let's say the only way I was able to learn was to pay somebody. And now that I become learned myself, am I allowed to say, well, I had to pay to do it, so I'm going to charge you? No. It says, Tamaloma emes kenei v'al timkor. Look at the whole pasuk here in 13. Emes kenei v'al timkor chochmo musa ravina. Right? So ain't notman says Rashi there in 15 with Anamili, the ain't notman's chalarov, the Talmud Torah, I'm not allowed to take a reward and take payment. Okay. Now as a side point, the Ramban and the Rashbod discuss what exactly does this mean. And the Mishnah says, well, we have to publicize that this dayan is not a good dayan because he takes money, and so on. So what exactly does it mean? And there are cases when you do that. The Ramban and the Chidushim and Kiddushin, Nun Chesam Bay, Zil Masra Hoditan, source 16, right? This is not among those psulim that you have to make a achroz, an announcement about. Rather, they're inherently, in some way they're worse, they're inherently no good. Why? Just look at the end, look at the last line. Because you're violating his din. This judge is, in his judgment, is violating his din. So, I don't want to say mitzvah bo baveri, but it's sort of like that conceptually, right? It's inherently no good. And Rabbi Ramban goes on, the part that I just skipped over, because that same Mishnah says you're not allowed to take money to deliver aides either. Let's say, no, aides, I can't tell you, pay me, I'll go to court for that. And, you know, so you're not allowed to do that either. That's Ramban. There is Torah, the Rashba. Also comments there in Kiddushin and Chesam Beis, the 17th source, Haditanan, he says, Midiksoni Dino Betalim, it doesn't mean just in this case. The Dino Betalim, in this particular case, his rulings are disregarded. And a cold Dino Betalim, I feel also Shalono, the Shalatam and Klum. Even if you don't know, right? It's inherently a psul, so to speak, in a way, in the gavra, because you're doing something inherently no good. That's interesting. If you look in the last few words of that Ramban that I printed,
what's
it's nullified. It's disregarded. You know, it's
well,
no good.
What's din in betail?
His rulings. His decisions.
Oh, what is his rulings?
His decisions. Yeah. If you look at the last three words of the Ramban that I printed in 16. The afal pisha not on mishneim. Even though the Ramban is hinting at what we'll see in a second. It's not a matter that I took money so it looks like I'm going to avoid one side. Both sides paid me. So, in other words, it's not a shochad question, as we'll see in a second. That's what Ramban, Rashbo at the end writes like that also. It says, So that is the Rashbo there in Kiddushin points to a Gemara in Ksubis. Okay? And so does Tosin Mechoros. Let's look at 18. Tosin, that same Sugim Mechoros, Chav Tetz Malalot, right? Hanotos Chalodin Din Matelim, Behod Etnan, but a Mechuar Hadayan, Shanotos Char Lodin El Shadin of Din. But I thought we learned elsewhere that Mechuar Hadayan, it's not nice, it's Mechuar, it's Pasnish, it's improper. But his decisions stand. So it says, it tells a very important point. The Agar Batola, the Muchach Shari. Agra bata agra is payment, like lefum tzara agra, means payment. If it's schar batola, that's allowed. What is schar batola? We mean you're paying the guy in effect for his time. You're compensating for his time, not for the work that he did, not for his compensating person, because now, because he's dealing with this case, he can't do something else. He can't go and paint somebody's fence or make a living. So he's got that's allowed. That's one important point in Tosis. But we'll get back to that. The next Tosis on that same page in Chorus Chav Tezal, so still source 18, Mo'ani Bechinam says, one second, so you're not allowed to pay a dayan anyway, So what do you need a special pasuk in Tamar? The Shochad lo sikach. Tamar Achmana kagah lomeli. What do you need the special pasuk? You can't pay him anyway. It's not a bribe. So you're not to pay a judge money anyway. So why do you need a special drasha, special pasuk Shochad lo sikach? Alav Pirchi says to the tray milin in two different things. Okay, because as we see in Ksubas, Taurus Agra Hainu Schar Tircho. Okay, you there are cases you can pay for his time. You're paying the guy to look into my position, not necessarily, you know, disregard the other guy, but look, you know, to spend a lot of time on my point of view, you know. That's what it means. So that's really the sugya and ksubas. It'll be helpful, I apologize, but 19 and 20 is the sugya and the gemara and rashi, rather, ksubas, kuf, ham, and aleph. So, you know, this way, it's on the same page here. We look back and forth, so let's flip back and forth. Look in ksubas, kuf, ham, and aleph. Source 19 says the Gemara. Oh, Rita Marasi, Gozrei Gzeiros Shem Yerushalayim. The Mora Hara, the Rabbanim in Yerushalayim. Hayu Notlin Scharan Tishim Etis Heishomar. They got 99, whatever the salary was. Mitrumas Halishka. They got paid out of the communal funds. The Matzah Shekel, the Trumas Halishka funds. Then it says Larotzu Mosifin
Alei. Public
funds. Good. Very important point. Public funds, right? They wanted more. They weren't satisfied. You give them more. What do you mean? There wasn't really enough for them. They didn't want to take more. Let's just look at Rashi in 20. We'll go back and forth. Rashi note in scoring response in the middle. He saw a sukim in Melachton. It's a key point, Rashi, because they weren't able to do other work since they had the assumption was, at least in this case, these weren't people necessarily all day did this. They had regular jobs. But sometimes people needed them to be involved in rendering a decision, so then they wouldn't be able to do their other work, like we said before. So that's mutter. Back to the Gemara, in the second line of 19. They didn't say sat. They were involved. They were when needed, or a need, you know, on a need basis. So the Gemara then goes on and says in the second line of 19, Karno.
Where did they conduct this?
Someone you're showing?
No. Not in the basement.
No.
The Sanhedrin.
Yeah, something else. Now, Karno, that's the name of a person. Karno, have a shoko istir imazakar and istir mechayev. This was a coin. He would take from each guy, the each litigant, he would take this coin. And the Dain Lodina, then he judged the case. He asked the Gemara, how could you do that? Vachsiva shokar lo sikach. And said not to take a bribe. Maybe shochad is only when I take from one guy. Oh, no, right. So maybe that's why it's not shochad, because you know, he's taking equally from both guys. But still, Vilma Oslo Tzudina, Karna came to shochad about lawsuits, and the Chilosa Tzudina, he's not going to sway the case. Who says it's allowed? Okay. Shochad lo sikach is no matter what, under any circumstances, because what do you need the pasuk for shochad lo sikach that you shouldn't sway your judgment? That's a different pasuk. Top of the next page, lo satem mishpat. Now I do that anyway. Without a bribe, you can't sway the case in one. Even if you're gonna acquit the right guy who deserves to be acquitted, you're gonna mechaya the other guy, no matter what. We still have to take shochad. Anyway, at the end of the Gemara says, "Hani mila the only issue is hechad the shokal tor shochad. Karna b'toras agra have a shokal. He took it for his work. You look in Rashi in 20, a few lines down. B'toras agra schar torach, right, for his work. Okay, so says the Gemara. One second, is that allowed? What do you mean he got paid for his work? I thought that's the Mishnah Bechoros anymore. It says, Latnana noto schar lodun dinu b'tamen. That's the Mishnah Bechoros. You're not allowed to take for the work. Hani mili schar dina. But karna agar b'tela havashokil. Okay, what is agar dina? Look in Rashi. Lo omar lachem hadin ki mischar kach v'kach. You tell the litigant, so the guy was asking the shayla, you pay me, I'll give you the answer. That you're not allowed to do. Because then you're telling you're paying for your decision. That you can't do. But Agar Betela says, Rasha, Botel Mimelachto. He now wasn't able to spend time on whatever his parnosa was. That's different. That's a whole different story. And the Gemara goes on to explain. And the Gemara goes on to add that it has to be muchach, to be clear what's like that. Okay? Because the Gemara says that Kesar, he had a job to smell the wine. That's what he did. He was a wine taster. He needs more sugar, needs less sugar, whatever. That was his job. He smelled it. He tasted it. That's Rashi. Miriach ba'otzos yayin. Okay, or you're saying, is this about to go? You better sell it now because by tomorrow it's going to be spoiled, you know, probably whatever. Next week, you can't store it for too long. So that was his job. But meanwhile, people came and asked him to make it. So he wouldn't be able to go and get work. He's not going to get paid. He's a day jobber. Right? He's not going to get paid, so that's when you're allowed to do it. Okay, same thing. And the Gemara has another example. Good. So, Tosus and Ksubas, there in Kuf Hamad Aleph, source 21, Tosus and Ksubas makes a couple of important points that's relevant. So we've already seen now the exception of Schar Batola. Right? You can pay a guy for his time. Tosus makes the point. What about why did the Gemara here in Ksubas bring up the Shochad issue? So the second line of 21, Tosus and Ksubas, Kufem and Av, Dimasl, Gozeg, Zeres. Says the Karna, right, in the case of Karna, they asked about Shochad, but the Gozeg, Zeres, they didn't ask. Omer Natam, Mishum Dilo, Ose, Omer Bali, Dinim, Avahocho, Mishot, Sibur. A difference, are the litigants paying or the community? If the community is paying, there's no Shochad issue. Right? So that's an important point that Tosus brings out too. Sometimes you can avoid, you can do it out of community funds. Okay, as opposed to out of other funds. That's one answer. But then Tosa goes to a different Mara. Tosa says another terrorist. Sometimes you have a situation, a big community, you needed people like a standing bezin or a sitting bezin, right? On the guy never has time to go do another job. Right? So then you can go, lo hoyle hamim is parnas, then these guys can't make a parnasa. So who's going to go into that line of work? You can't make a living. Right? So you have to pay people for their time, and not just you grab him for 1 second, now that next hour he can't go to work. Okay? It means that in other case, you have a person, this is their livelihood, that's also okay. But mutal alatzibur lefarnas, it becomes a communal obligation to support them. Okay? However, in the case of Kana, akroi be'alma hayosh v'loyal itoschar. Kana was just a temporary one. The guy asked him to borrow. That was the issue. Okay? But in any event, it comes out that a Schar Talmud Torah is Osir, but now we have another exception. If you have somebody who this is their whole parnosa, that's the whole livelihood, that's also okay, according to that Tosus. The Rosh has a Tshuva, so it's 22, the Rosh has a Tshuva. Tshuva is a Rosh, Kal Nun Vav Simen Hay. He's talking about a specific case. He said, Tegel Ha Shekil Kain, Shari Osir Ladayan Likach Yosir Mashis Batom Malachta. Very important. He said, yeah, if you're paying the guy Schar Batola, so you only have to pay him how much he would be able to make doing the job. So I would say minimum wage. Okay, so whatever minimum wage is per hour. What is now $59 or whatever is an hour? Are you paying the minimum wage? So you're allowed to pay the guy whatever he would have ordinarily got minimum wages. Elsewhere they say that about a doctor, right? He's also doing mitzvah saving life. You're paying Schar Batola. So I always said that the rebbeim should get paid like the doctor, same thing. Okay. Anyway, the in any event, the Gemara said,
what? The lawyers are there.
Yeah, well, that's not a mitzvah necessarily. But anyway, so now the Rosh goes on in that tshuva. He says it's only talking about a guy. Lo mikus schar batola im lo she'asuk b'melachta or mispata mena. He has another job, and now he's not going to go to work because he's involved in this case. But it can't be of a lo shema adam shema yizam adam. A guy can't say, well, I don't want to judge your case because maybe I'll be able to make a million, you know, salary now. And that's not schar batola. Then it's not allowed. Okay, because then you're only taking it for the case, and it's a bad thing, and so on. All right. Now he writes at the end, though, the last couple of lines of that source 22. Lachain emor lakol mishmi. He told whoever's asking this child, tell the community in my name. If you can't find somebody in the community who's willing to stop every now and then and judge a case, it should be community funds. They should do it. Okay, like we see, the Gozeg Zeres Yerushalayim, who got paid, let's remember, out of the Trumas Halishka. So the Rambam brings us the halacha about the Dayanan in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Chav Gimel Halacha, 23. Right? Well, unless, so it's Schar HaNikar, as we noticeable that it's Schar Batola. Okay, your guy will jump it. Look, okay, I'll go to judge your case, but you have to now pay somebody else to finish this job that I'm in the middle of, right? In other words, because otherwise I'm going to lose. Let's say he owns the company, I'm going to go away, and those are manufacture these things. So you pay someone to do this, I don't lose in the end. Okay? That's allowed. That's allowed. As long as it's nicker like that, then it's, and also the Rambam writes, v'itel v'shnei b'shoveh. You gotta take the same from both litigants, both sides. And Shulchan Aruch brings the halacha as well, Chosh Mishpat Simon Tesef, hey? Basically the same idea. Okay, so those are the cases. We have a couple of exceptions now.
What's
to the rule.
What's the requirements of the judges? if you agree and I agree to use this person.
That's a different discussion. Yeah, that's a lot. Or it could be right. That's one. Yeah. Or they each choose their own dayan and they get two dayan together, choose a third, different cases. Just to mention, this is a side point for you, in Chol Shemesh, but later, Milchus Eidus, Mitzvah Lamed Dalet, Tziv Yuches, 25, there, it's talking about paying for witnesses, it's no good, just like Schar Lodun and the Sma, Mitzvah Lamed Dalet, Sukkot Mem Vav, 26, and the Shulchan Aruch Sma is a commentary on the side of the page in the Shulchan Aruch Chol Shemesh, but so it says, this is all based upon Mani bechinam afatem bechinam the pasuk of Eschanan. Even though we had other sources, Marisadu, but that's the principle.
Well, does not take money.
No, not that's not.
He's going to lose time.
What's with the Edom?
Yeah, the Edom is a different thing. But I'm saying the idea of Dayanim. It's because it's considered.
Why is it different?
No. I'm saying, but it comes up in that sif about Edus. Okay. Yeah. Now, what's the limud exactly? Sma explains. Ma'ani, what does it mean, ma'ani b'chinam? Just explain the limud. So the Sma writes, ma'ani nitzavisim Hashem yisbarach b'chinam. Means, I got from a Kodesh Baruch Hu for free. I didn't pay, says Moshe Rabbeinu. Lo nosati lo schar. I didn't pay a Kodesh Baruch Hu salary for teaching. So afatem nitzavisim ma'ani b'chinam. Shelo nosatem lo schar. And you didn't pay me either, he says to Kal Yisrael, right? Moshe didn't get paid for his job. So chen tasu doris, that's the drosha. Now, the Rambam brings the halacha in Hilchos Shkolim, Perek Daled, Halacha Zayin, that it is not just Dayanim, but other people are involved in communal religious matters. So look what it says in 27. It says, Magiyeh Sforim Shem Yerushalayim. The people would examine the Sifrei Torah, Sofrim, you know, would look at the Sifrei Torah. No, it's Chan Shoshikov. Dayanim Shedon Zagazon Yerushalayim. No, it's Chan Shoshikov. And how much? It says, Tisham on Bechol Shana. It says it was a yearly salary. Okay, yearly salary. And Moshe Feinstein writes, it was a side point in 28, and one of his children is Igus Moshe, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Beis, Simon Chav Vav, Anav Gimel. Says the Moshe Feinstein, what's the idea? What's the sort of logic behind all this? He says, as far as schar b'tar you're allowed to take, okay, but we mentioned it has to be from the tarvayu b'shavet. Why? Because let's say, yeah, one second. So he says, nirash atam poshen, the third line. Sheish lochus shemiyat l'vazesh m'shalmi yoseh. Now, let's say the guy is, what Moshe is clarifying is the following. Let's say the dayan charges $100 for a case. Okay, that's his rate. There's a single outside, $100 a case. So one of the litigants, I'll pay the $100. So you could argue, says Moshe, he's going to get the $100 anyway. That's his. So what's the difference? I don't care whether it came from 75 mules, all 100 doesn't matter. From the point of view of my seller, I'm not gaining anyways. But Moshe, still, it's not right because subconsciously, he says, Av shein la revach mamon lezeh, machem arviach osabech anyway, still, even though you don't make any more, you're going to get paid the same anyway. Okay, but still you'll lean in that direction. Okay, and then he has a lumdus thing. The second paragraph, they don't have to save time. We're not going to read the whole thing inside, but you can look at it yourself. In that same tshuva, Ramosha writes. Another thing he says, because in a certain sense, how does schar, this is what I really want to show you, how does schar batala work? What's the idea of the lumdus of schar batala? What's the lumdus of schar batala? He says, because it's aimed at hefta likach schar bat tirchaso. You're not being paid for your work, that's not allowed. But what happens is as follows, okay? If I get paid for my time, so now I have a mitzvah basically to be a dayan for free. I'm being a dayan, in other words, this is telling the mechanics of it. In other words, I'm being paid for the time. What am I obligated if I have nothing else to do, right? So I have to answer. So now, in effect, I have nothing else to do. That's how schar batala works. You're paying the guy for his time, so now he's basically free. He's free. So he's free to judge. That's the most explaining the mechanics.
It's enough for me to be someone who's retired.
Maybe, yeah. Or, as we may see later, perhaps independently wealthy. Okay, very important point. That's what Moshe writes here. Okay, anyway, but he says at the end, again, he has to take from both people equally, the way we said before. And that way, he was relieved of his parnassah responsibility by both sides equally. Okay, that's a Moshe. Now, another important point, or other heterim, yeah.
Will the issue of Achrayas come in later? in terms of, you know,
made a mistake, you mean?
Now, if you're paying for someone to do something, then there's an acquiesce for them to be mizaris and to be
dyke.
If you're not paying, it's voluntary. Don't bother me if I don't do it.
Yeah, I think somebody does say that later. It may come to later. I think I came across that. We're saying it's like this: when people are volunteers, they, you know, don't take the job so seriously. You know, because you know, what's the difference? So I'm not, you know, I didn't, I don't get paid. It could be. Yeah, I think we'll mention that later. Getting back to, so we have a couple of
attacks. The doctor gets paid, nothing's worth nothing.
Yeah, you got to agree.
Yeah, but got to be careful.
A different story.
That works a two-way street.
Yes.
Because if you tow away from the Gehenna,
right, they're going to the Kiddushin.
Because you only do it for money. Guy has that money, sick,
right.
To heal.
Right. All right, anyway, so far we've had the idea of Schar Batala. We've had the idea of somebody that's his entire Parnosa, you know, as long as you take equally from both. Tosus is there back in Bechoros, that same Tosus we started before, the second half of that Tosus, Dirwas from Mo Ani Bechinam, source number 29, Choftes and Alvin Bechoros. The aimless Mo Aldine Exer Shushalayim, Shanotlin Schar Mitchusalishka, the beloved time of the Agar Batala, the Mukhus Shari Hassam, even if besides Schar Batala, as we said before, came in the Chol Asakam Haya Alzeh. That was the whole business. But all else came to Shumalacha, they had nothing else to do. They had Karkam Tikhon Spanes, they had to make a Panosa. So that's what it's all out. Okay? This is a key point for us. Tos says that which today we get paid for teaching Torah. In Enlo Bameli Sparnei Shor, if he has nothing else to live off of, then it's mutter. Or affiliation with Schar Batal, like we said before, for the time. And then he mentions two other things at the end. The old Viktanim Shor, to teach Torah to children, that's allowed. Mitam Shimor Schar Pisuk Tomim. He refers to a Gemara in the Darim. Two more Hetayrim. So let's look. Gemara in the Darim. 30. Lamed Vav Bey is going over to Lamed Zayin Alaf in the Darim. The Gemara there says like this. A person takes a neder. There's Muda Hanoah. And I refuse to get Hanoah from you. Yeah. Right? I don't want to say, okay, now I get Hanoah from the guy. Let's say the guy is a Torah teacher. So it says, Melamdo Medrish Halachas Vagadus Avaloi Lamdo Mikra. Okay, the guy can teach him medrash here means not med like Mishnah, you know, it's halacha. Halacha.
It's not as good as the
halacha is our goal. We'll see why. Have a loyal dollar mikra, but not mikra, not tarshuch sav, not written tar. Why not? Mikra, my time, a loyal denu. Mishum the kemahani le. Because by teaching him for free, you're saving him the money would otherwise have had to pay. And therefore, he's getting hana. He's getting monetary. No, I made it. The guy took a net. I'm not going to get any monetary. So ask the Gemara. So why is it different by Mishnah?
No.
That's the next question. Let's see. Yeah, that's the question. The Midrash Nami comes the same thing. Amar Shmuel. No, it's b'makom shenotlin schar ala mikra veinotlin schar ala medrash. It's from a place where people would get paid for mikra, wouldn't get paid anyhow. So I can teach you Mishnah or whatever for free because I'm not mahani or anything because. You wouldn't pay me anyway, so you don't save it a dollar, $100, whatever. So let's see. That's exactly. So the Gemara says that's on Lamed Vav Beis. Lamed Zayin Alaf Hakam Mashman. The Afil of Hakam Hilton Schar Al Mikra Shari Lamishko Al Midra Shlo Shari Lamishko. We see a distinction. Now ask the Gemara, Maishna Midrash Talo. Why can't you take a schar for extrapolating the psukim and so on? The answer is Dichsiv our pasuk and not our pasuk in here in the Midbar, the pasuk in Veschanan. But obviously Tziva Hashem is Lamed Fem. Dichsiv Berei Limarati Eschem Chuk Mishvatav Hashem Tzivan Hashem Mo Ani Bichinu Atam Na Bichinu. So that's why, say it in 1 second. But Mikra Nam Yuchinim, so why is that Pasuk only about the Gemara and the Pasuk is also about Chumash? Rav Omar Schar Shimur Yechra Schar Pisuk Tamim. That's what that Tosus and Bechor alluded to. What does that exactly mean? So let's see the Rashi's there in the Dharam, even though when you learn the Dharam, I said before, the Ran's on the page, there's also Rashi on the page, but it's assumed that generally in the yeshivas they don't study that comment as much. It's probably not the real Rashi, so whatever. Before I don't think it's unimportant, I think in many Rishonim or so, Rachon refers to it as the Mefarish. I think in the article they call it the Mefarish. No? Right? Are you learning Dharam now?
Oh,
Me'ilah. Same idea, right? There's a few places it's probably not Rashi. Good. So anyway, so that's the we'll call it Rashi. That's printed. But well, the Hachkel I'm gonna mikra bechinam. You shouldn't teach this guy who's the Mudar Hanoa guy. Shouldn't teach mikra bechinam. Why? The Kavahanu Haschar. Because you're saving him the money. Sharelita Avim Alamdo Halachas Bechinikin Halacha. Because they're not Mahanim at all. And then 32, that was the Rosh on Lamed Vav Med Beis. I'm on the Zayin Aleph. This Gemara continued. Turn to 32. He says, "V'chachal avdena mikud the whole v'shar l'mishkol schar imalamdu echina mahan l'mishkol." You're saving the guy the money. So why is mikud different? So Rav said, "Look, this is important." The Rosh 32. Rav Amar, my time to the mishkol schar and mikra, b'vnei she'ein notin schar elal schar shimur. Who are you teaching mikra to usually? Who's learning chumash usually? The little kids. So you're not paying him for you're paying for the babysitting. That's what you're doing, right? You're taking care of the kids. Schar shimur. Shemeshamer atinoka. Tinoka doesn't mean infants. It means little kids. She'ein manichas on lotze. Well, that's what the Gemara says, though. Because you're holding on. The kids shouldn't... I once told that I have a cousin...
Yeah, but why don't you get a little bit bigger?
Oh, we'll see. So I have a cousin who's a very fine Talmud Chacham, so he would eat, now he's on yeshiva, but when he first started out, so he was teaching in the afternoon, the afternoon seder in some yeshiva. You know, he had the kids from like, I don't know, 3 to 5, whatever, high school. How many high school boys are that much interested in learning from 3 to 5 in the afternoon? You know, tough enough in the morning sometimes, right? But 3 to 5 in the afternoon. So anyway, he asked the yeshiva, you know, what Mesechta was learning is, what should he cover with them? So he said, basically the answer was, try and keep them indoors. Basically, three rules, try and keep them indoors, make sure nobody breaks anything, make sure nobody gets hurt, and then you're successful as a Rebbe, right? Right? So that's basically babysitting, Schar Shimur. Okay? So he says, keep the kids off the streets. It's Tanan Sichem Shimur, Lemay de Mikra. But and I answer your question, Josh. This Rashi says, Ulahachi loyal on denim Mikra like Tanan Mechinim. Okay, there's a different Tanan and Gdolan in this regard. That was Rav's answer. Yochanan has a different answer. He says, you're allowed to teach, you get what's called Tzchar Pisuk Ta'amim. Says Rashi there, 32, Shacham and Aosh, Melamdim Nikud Vitamim. Bahu Tzchar Matzah Mishko. He says, this is, it's not really, it's teaching him the trup. Or certain things which are, the way he writes, it's kind of tangential. It's not the essential part of it. Not the ikkar so much. That's what he says.
But how do you get away with the Mishnayos? I mean, how do you get away with the Torah Shabbat Peh?
No, the Torah Shabbat Peh, we said...
The same category as the Mikra?
No, so Torah Shabbat Peh, we said that you're not Torah Shabbat Peh says you can teach the guy because it's free anyway. You cannot allow to get paid for it. You're only allowed to get paid for Torah Shabbat Peh. Why? Because either it's reason because it's babysitting, or because you're teaching the tangential stuff. But the main stuff you shouldn't get paid for. That's exactly what comes out of that Gemara. You shouldn't get paid for that.
Okay.
Let's see. Good. We're not done yet. So look in the Ran. As I said, the Ran is on the page in the Gemara. You look in the Ran. The Ran says. 34. Amar Shmuel, he says, "Near be'ena the hachi person medina mutar lito schal on mikra v'lo medrash. You can get paid for mikra, but not for medrash. Not for again, medrash means halachas and so on and so forth." And then he discusses, maybe it depends a little bit on the place where it is. You know, with a machmir in a community, some communities didn't get paid for anything. Some communities at least got paid for mikra. If you look in the second round there, ulina halacha kamalan. You're not allowed to get paid for halachas and mishnayos and things like that. However, there are throws in, but schar batala is allowed, like we saw in the cases before. Schar batala is allowed. Okay? And again, what's also allowed is schar shimur and pisuk ta'amim.
Schar batala for medrash also, right?
Yeah.
So that saves
right. That saves you every time, right? But what we've thrown in here is other things, even for not other things besides schar batala, schar shimur. Even if it's not schar batala, you get paid for babysitting. That's allowed. Yeah.
Big difference in salary between babysitting.
Yeah, and a chanami, and a chanami.
Riding program to send astronauts to the moon.
Right, right.
To do this.
Okay, well, it's an absolute, right? Okay, that's true. That is true.
The guys on the board of directors
don't recognize that exactly. So anyway. He says, now, the Ran gives a reason at the end there in 34, Rabbi Yochanan, Dilmas Rabbi Yochanan, was schar pisuk tamim. He says, it's the Svara. Because what was the Pasuk? What's our original Pasuk to begin with? Our original Pasuk is, Re'ei limadati asem chukim u'mishpatim. That's where the ma'ani b'chinam comes in. Things are in the category of chukim u'mishpatim. The details, the drushes, and, you know, the all those things, that's what you have to do b'chinam. But things like Pisuk Ta'amim, the trup, that's Lav Midoraisa. Therefore, Hilchach Lo Hav Bechal Chuk Mishpatim. It's not included in the original thing altogether. Now, what's the difference between, right? In other words, that's why.
That would be included.
So that's the question. You could say it's on the Chuk Mishpatim. Now, But anyway, he also says the difference between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan is Rabbi Yochanan's heter is only for teaching kids. Okay, says the Ran. Rav does. He says, "Vika ben Rav Yochanan lamed mikra legadol the low boy shimur. Can you teach for free mikra to a gadol?" That's Rav says it's also. Okay.
Not for money.
For money, right. We're going to say. For salary, I'm sorry. Yeah. Can you teach with the salary? He says, Rav says not allowed. Okay, anyway. But on the other hand, the Torah Shabbal Peh, that's another difference. The Tosfos in the Dorim mentioned something else. Back to that drush. He says, you know, where do we learn? We learn from Moshe Rabbeinu, the Ma'ani B'chinam. He has an important caveat here. I mentioned this before. Tosus the Ramasa Hakamashon writes, says Re'elim Adetan, Mistama Moshe lo notal socham Yisrael. Mistama Moshe didn't get paid. She'osher haya. Moshe was independently wealthy. Now, if this is what Tosus means, you might make a difference between a Rebbe who's already wealthy and a Rebbe doesn't have what to live off of. That's exactly what he said. I'm saying, Tosus is saying it emerges from. Not that many people go into chinuch with that wealthy. I don't know. He was busy with Atzmas Yosef. Yeah. Anyway, the other thing that the Tosfos says, the next day Ramaskul Sar Shimur, he says, "Av a medrash ein tzarach l'kim l'gadol she'ino tzarach shimur." Again, the distinction between gadol and katan, as we said, and he says. And things like
you
piece of tamim,
shimur by gadol.
Right, and the schar piece of tamim says Tosfos. So the piece of enot tzarich el drabanan. That's all drabanan, and therefore that you can charge for because lo shayach lomar mani mechinam afatam mechinam. That wasn't included in the pasuk to begin with. The Rosh writes in his parish there in the Dharma, it's also printed on the page. Mani mechinam tziva silam eschem mechinam kamo shulam dan mechinam. Like we said, so schar shimur. What schar shimur? He says it's not just babysitting. Note lamar tana halom de mikol shom shalom yechul berchovos. He's going to run around the streets and get into trouble. Or beshukin and the marketplace. The aziko that cause damage. Or the yuchnichul adwarim raim. They'll get pick up the street. I mean, the Rosh was aware of that already. You know, the 1200s. That's interesting. Or 1300s. So anyway, that's just an interesting point. Okay. What's our piece of Thomas Lenagin Amikro, says Russia Trump. And on the Lama Dino days, the Rush writes, the Muscle of Avina Bamikra, he writes, Shadanigan Mavina Lechava Mikra Malamata. That could be important because the Trump maybe is more important in a way because, you know, you have to know where your commas are and where to pause and so on. It's not just. Yeah, that's right. That's not good for Bar Mitzvah.
What about?
Yerushalmi.
The same hour. 10 minutes
from
the Trump.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. You have to break it down. The Rishalmi says explicitly in the Dharam Paragdad Alacha Gimel, the Rishalmi says explicitly, it says, Mani Bechim and so on. So he said, Mani Bechim and Avatam Bechim, Am Yochel Mikra Vatarim. So he says, Iyate, so the Drush is, Chukum Ishpatim, Chuk Ishvatam Atem Alam Nilchinam. For Mikra you can charge, and Targum you can charge also. The problem is, the Gemara then asks, V'chein chav masnaya nasav and agreon, but don't we see that people who teach other things do get paid? Some of you the bear of Yisrael, schar b'teila, and it's an open Yerushalmi, schar b'tol. Okay, like we said, shvetel and elachtam. Now, but wait a minute.
That seems to be the best answer all around.
We say he already had this job and he took off, or he couldn't.
I mentioned. Okay, now, the Korban Eidah says an interesting thing, because the Yerushalmi goes on. Look at the last few words of 38. That Yerushalmi says, Amar b'ze'era midivrayen, midarbonon. Now, I'll tell you off the bat, the Pnei Moshe learns that phrase, Amar b'ze'era midivrayen, is on the next passage of Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is very interesting. I have the opportunity, as I mentioned once before, to work on the art school of the Yerushalmi. So it's very fascinating, because, you know, we sorely miss Rashi in the Yerushalmi. Because it's difficult to find one Mefarish, you know, and sometimes where the period is, it's even tougher than Yerushalmi. You know, we don't appreciate what Rashi did for us in the Bavli, you know, and an old vowel. So here's a perfect example. It says, Amr Bzeirah Medivrayen. What's Midrabanan? So, same Moshe learns that it's going on the next passage, nothing to do with what we just said. But the Korban Eidah, who's one of the other classic commentators in Yerushalmi, it's printed at 39, the Korban Eidah says, Amr Bzeirah Medivrayen. That's part of our Gemara, our topic. That which the people teach Mishnayos get a schar, that's midrabanan. That really, you could argue that too is part of Mani Bechinam. But why are we allowed to get out of it? The Yesh Koch Biad Bezen Lakar Dovim Atara, the Dovah Shulakim Atara. The old Yesh Koch Biad, very interesting. Right? Sometimes the Chacham, even though strictly speaking, Mo'ani Bechirim should apply to this too, and I think you can extrapolate from this Yerushalmi, the way the Kabbalah learns further, that for the Takana of the Tzibur, you needed to have people who were trained and so in this field. So that even if there's a drosser of Mo'ani Bechirim, now, usually, I have to say, there's a famous, where's the classic example of Yesh Koch Biad Chacham Lakar Dovim Atara? Not to blow shofar on Shalom lands on Shabbos, not to take lulav on Shabbos, right? In these types of cases. That's usually Yesh Koch Biad Chacham Lakar Dovim Atara, the Sheva Al Taisa. Tell you not to do something. Don't blow shofar. But if Yerushalmi happens to hold Yesh Koch Biad Chacham Lakar Dovim Atara, I feel the Kumasek. Not like it doesn't look like that in the Babli, but this Yerushalmi would be an example of that. They're saying you can go ahead and charge. So I'm saying it's a very positive, very important Yerushalmi. No, there are others also. Now, the Rambam, Nilchus Nedar, Perek Vav Halacha Zayin, writes, 41, Umalam do Torsh Vashar, also Lito Eschar, Avalo Torsh Vichsav, Shinot Mele Eschar. Okay? Torsh Vichsav, you can get paid for. Go down to Rambam Paskins, but, if some places, that's what I said before, you didn't pay people for, you did not pay people in Torah Shvichsav, then you can with the Mudah HaNoah guy. Now, the truth of the matter is, we have other Mekoros, we've seen now a few exceptions, we've seen that the guy is Chabatola, we've seen people who have no other parnas, that's what they do this all day, and you know, they didn't pursue any other career, we saw Schar Shimo, we saw piece of Talmud, certain categories of Talmud Torah and so on. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos in general says in Pirkei Dal Mishnah, hey, from Tzadok Omer, Al Pasen Atal is Gadol Bohem, right, below Kadol Achbo Bohem, the Kach HaYahilal Omer, the Ishtamish Matag Gochalav, HaLamadav HaKalanen, and the Divrei Torah, Nota Chai Vav, so you use the crown, you'll get knocked away, right? So the Kalanen, and the Divrei Torah, Nota Chai Vav, Olam. So Rashi there in Pirkei Avos writes, Pirkei Dal Mishnah, hey, he says, what it means is that, we'll look in the middle. He says, "V'chein lo tamud osa amanas she in starch lebir she tamud osa v'schar al amanas lemon chin." You shouldn't study so that you'll get paid for it. Okay, because you use it, you'll lose it, and you'll lose the schar al amabon and so on. So you shouldn't use that heter unless you absolutely have to. Now, that having been said, we do have makoros that indicate that you do have to pay a malamed. Okay, having said all this, so obviously, you know, there's this tension, we've given a number of heterim. Once you have the heter charge, now it becomes obligatory to pay for parents, to pay tuition, right? So for example, the Gemara says in Beitza, Tess of them at Beis, however, the Tessan of 44. Gemara says in Beitza, Tanar of Tachliva, Achwud, Rabban Chazal, Kolm, the famous Gemara, Kolm is on also Shadam Ktsumalo, Yud Tessan of and Beitza, Kolm is on also Shadam Ktsumalo, Rashon, Adam Kippurim. It's between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur that you're the next year's, what you're going to make. Rosh Hashanah Kasevon, Yom Tzom Kippur Kasevon, right? So among the things of what your parnas is going to be for the year, as Rashi says, Kol Masha Asli, Stakeh B'Shana, right? Fine. Chutz Me'otzobes Atzos Shabbos Atzos Yantiv, what you'll pay on Shabbos Yantiv, and the Otzos Barav Talmud Torah. Shein Picha is Pochsim Lov, and Hosev Mosiv Lov. What do you see from there at the very least? You have to pay. To pay a teacher. Okay. Similar, what?
We don't pay for Judaic expenses.
Okay. Right, okay.
So
okay.
That's like a steerer.
Now, that's what I'm saying.
It's not fun. But the parents
can go off.
Like,
Hotsas, Bono. Anyway, let me go on to the... Anyway, if you look, there's a famous Gemara of Baba Basra, Chaf Aleph Amad Aleph. Famous Gemara, you should always remember the important contribution of Shulman Gamal. Who was he? It's not for him, the Torah would have forgotten. That's a pretty heavy-duty compliment. Not for him, the whole Torah would have forgotten. What happened? Whoever had parents, the parents would teach him Torah. Whatever, the kid didn't have a father. They never learned. Who's going to teach him? Never learned. Okay, because the Maritama son, fine. Hiskinu Shemoshiva Melande Kinokos. Okay, Yerushalayim. They set up a place where everybody learned in Yerushalayim. People come to Yerushalayim. Shema Kimitzion Tetzar and so on. But still, it didn't work. Because a dying Mishra Shalav, Hayamala Melando. Whoever had a father would take him to Yerushalayim. What about the kids who didn't have and so on? They have in the street. So therefore, Hiskinu Shemoshiva Melchol Plach Uplach. in every district. They said this is the first public school system. They set up public schools so that everybody would be able to learn. Even the orphans, the people had no fathers, all had fathers who weren't capable of teaching them. And the joke in the chinuch world is that why did Shimon Gamelin, why they establish schools dafka for the orphans? Because they don't have to deal with the parent body either. Right? But the point of it, but in seriousness, this is the first public school system. Okay? So originally they waited until the kids were 16 and 17. The problem is, when the kids are 16 and 17, we teach in Shiva High School know this. So they bring the kids in. Mishar Rabba Kois, the Rebbe got angry at him. So therefore, these teachers that they set up in every town were paid. Right? So the Rambam brings La Locha. Hilchas Talmud Torah. It doesn't say, but Pashas is. Are you going to find so many teachers who are not...
That's the whole question we started with.
No, I understand. But originally they didn't have a school system. I said it's up to each person, so then you can argue you don't get paid. But if you're setting up a formal system in every town, Vashmos is you're paid. Here it doesn't say what the heter is, just saying practically speaking is what happened. That's all.
Okay,
so Rambam writes, Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin, Haya Minig HaMedina Likam Alam Teres Shishchar Nosam Eschoro. That's the Rambam talked about Minig HaMedina. That's exactly my point. So it's just another heter. There's a heter that became the community obligation, is my point. Another, we have Shishchar Nosam Eschoro, all the reasons we had, but then it became more standardized. Minig HaMedina Likam Alam Teres Shishchar Nosam Eschoro. The Chaya Alam Shishchar Shikra Torah Shul Sakul is to teach them to read the whole Torah and so on. Avo Torah Shibal Peder Amrit that remains also because of Tarsh Rabbe is also Mani Bechinam Limarati Avatem Limarati Bechinam Many and so on. Okay, and the Chamishna has a little bit of a different explanation of that Mani Bechinam according to the Rambam. He said it's just like you learned from me, so you have to teach. It's an extra job, it's not important now. Now, Agos Maimini, on that Rambam writes, we'll skip to 50. Agos Maimini writes, again, it's Oz Hay over there in Parak Alvachos Talmud Torah. He says, and he mentioned also that Tzchar Pisutam and Tzchar Shim, all the reasons we said. He says, Mikan Medaktek Abin Osimcha, that third line. Agos Mani writes, the whole Chidushay Sofrim, anything which is Midrabban and all the Chidushay Sofrim, Mutar Likach Tzcharmin, that's under Pisutam, is all Chidushay Sofrim, that you're allowed. So that now opens up payment for a large area, Tarshma Peh, right, that's a good question, not much, okay?
But that's Tzcharm, why do you charge for Tzcharm?
I mean, if it's formally right.
Yeah.
It's a good question. Again, maybe it's a good question. I don't know. Maybe in the same category. It's how about they spent time. I don't know. But that's around the tour. Also, passages like this in Reish Mem Hei Neredeya. Right, he also talks about Minagah Ir. But he mentions the following from the Ramah. Not the Ramah with Allah, but the Ramah with Hei, one of the Rishonim, Mayor Levy. So he says, about three lines, and he says, when the kid's older, you teach him to say Shema, but everything else, the third line of 51, Haya Minig Be'ir, Shalokech, Malamatinoko, Schar, no Seno Schar, right? They have to pay. But you don't have to pay for a mission in Talmud and so on. But he says, when don't you have to pay for these other things if you're pressed for money? Also, you have to pay for everything, which means again, you're paying now for much, you're allowed to collect the salary, and people have to pay for a much broader base. Now, what does Torah mean? What does Mikra mean? So, the thing the Beis Yosef discusses there in the Reish Mem Hei. Beis Yosef writes, look at the third line, he says, Torah, Velo Nevi'im Uksuvim. What's included in Torah? Does it mean Mamish Torah as opposed to the rest of Nach? That's what Beis Yosef writes in one place. Okay? Okay, that's interesting. It just says that you have to pay. Sorry, that may only be Torah. The tour in Reish Mem Vav writes, he quotes his father, and again he said the Mokom Shenogu, but he says, the cost of Adoni, next to the source 53, the cost of Adoni of Arashal, Shenogu Idno Lulamed Akobisar. Your point was it, what's left? Nothing. The Torah says in the name of the Rosh, that now you'll be charged for everything, but in Ein Lo Bamele Sparnes, if the guy mamas anything else. Tzchar Batal, whatever reasons, Tzchar Shima, all the reasons we mentioned. So I'm not sure. Okay? It's a good question. It seems like that. Okay? Now the Ramah mentions something else. Okay? The Ramah mentioned, maybe this we were getting at, I was it before with the gift. In your day, it's in Reshman Vav, in the Darkei Moshe. Ramah, the Darkei Moshe, it's in Reshman Vav, Oz Gimel, he quotes him, told us, on Mechav, that's the Rabbeinu Yerucham. He writes, in the name of others, Rayona, he says, if the parents who are giving the salary and the money to the Rebbe, it's not so much they're paying them, but it's Kavanah Torah. I want to be Mahana this Tamar Chacham. There are many people who want to give, you know, you want to show respect and so on.
Not for the learning, but the support of the Rebbe.
Yeah, support, not the student, that's all business question.
Not because you're required.
But not because you're required, it's a Kavanah Torah. He says that's also allowed. Okay?
That's really
a
question, right?
And he says, if a guy can't live off it, then you're allowed to give like everything we said. At the very end of that, by 4 lines at the bottom of Darkei Moshe, writes, "Lachein nagu b'chol makomos, sharav shel ir yesach nasa v'sipuk ma'anshe ir." If you do pay the rav, the melamdim, and so on, k'deishol itzdarach lasos melocha. Okay, you're right. But he says k'deishol itzdarach lasos melocha with ne'abrius. Otherwise, okay, so the Rob, and you could say the same thing about the Rebbeim, they're not going to pay them salaries, they're going to have to go afterwards and, I don't know, fix, paint houses or fix shoes. That's his thing.
What about Hillel?
Good question. They had to work, a lot of people work there.
Yeah,
right. He says, but that's what the Darkei Moshe writes, but then he adds, V'davka chacham atzorach lezav osher osur. But if the guy's independently wealthy, then not. And that appears in Shulchan Aruch. We look in your day, some Reishman. Hey, Siv Dalad, it says you have to force a person to pay for his children's education, even if it means Yordan and Chosav. Siv Vav, he said, Ain't no chai land of a schar, Mishra Gemara, unless you can afford it, fine. And Siv Zion writes that they would set up people in each city. The Taz, I just printed in Yerodeis and Reishman Hesiv, cut in days in 56, writes, Mashma v'chal zegam neviim uksuvim. He thinks Torah includes neviim uksuvim. Okay. Anyway, but in Choshen Mishpat, there's an important point. In Choshen Mishpat, in Kof, Kuf, Sama Gimel, Siv Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch Ramo actually writes, in a place where they would have the teachers, Yitztorcho ha'kol liten aschar, the govin lefim momon. You would collect a tax, depending on how much a person made. In other words, like today you pay our property taxes, go to public school, half the money, whatever. Right? In other words, you pay, the American United States setup is that you pay taxes, that's how you pay the public school teachers, right? And it's golden lefim moment, it's about how much you have, that's how much you pay. Not everyone pays the same taxes. Okay, here it's done through property taxes. But the same idea that the Shulchan Aruch says in Choshen Mishpat, the community is tied. By the way, everybody has to pay to support the melamdim. Not, it doesn't matter whether your kids in yeshiva now, you have no kids yet, they're all graduated already. It's a communal tax, that's what it looks like there in the Shulchan Aruch. Just one or two more things. Shohar says in your day of some Reish Mabob, Sifhei? Yeah.
Instead of being paid?
Yeah.
From pages and pages, the last
right.
Pages can't.
Just, can I collect?
People have to pay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah, right.
It might not be the same thing.
No. But first, I want to establish that they're allowed to be paid. Once they're allowed to be paid, that was saying that. That's the other side. Exactly. Now, the Shohar says, again, we have this Haterim, and he writes also in Sifhei of some Reish Mabob, end of the second line, Umasha Nogu. That which now we pay everybody, it's assuming that the guy doesn't have a parnasa. But doesn't do all his other work, mutar. And the chol chidushay sofrim, the high nomash shifra darbonon, mutar lito schar lamdo. Okay, anything was darbonon and so on, you're allowed to teach as well for schar. And there are more rights in Sivchof Aleph. He says also, you shouldn't believe that it's not right that the Melamdim and the Rav of the city should do other labor. And he says, but that's only if just to finish up, again, if he's wealthy, he can't do it. The Smak adds on this Schar Shimur, Sefer Mitzvos Katan Mitzvah Kuf Vav in 59, he says, it's not just Schar Shimur Kigon Ktanim. Hu Adin L'chol Adam Sheish Bo Torah. Anything where it's an effort to do it. Meaning, I think he's throwing out that you also pay a person for his preparation. That's the joke, the rabbi of the shul gets paid. He's the only one in the shul, works on Shabbos. Everybody else takes off on Shabbos, and the rabbi of the shul, where you get to give drushas and shiur, right? And you pay him for salary. The answer is you're paying for the time you had to prepare the shiur, you had to prepare the drushas, right? It's the same thing here, there's a Torah. That's how I printed the tshuva. It's late, so we won't see the whole thing from the 60s. The tshuva Marami Padua. Okay, and the time of the Ramah Simon Mem. Okay, also writes. Now the case with the rabbi who was there was
but a six.
Yeah, but it's more than that. It's for other Torah. But okay, it's related. Just the Rambam Pater on Sir Mem is discussing what do you call it? A stichsuch between a community and a rav. They didn't pay him for a while. He didn't take a salary, but I wanted a salary and he wanted back pay against him. I said, so he says, so what did he do? He learned the darsh midrashos. He gave shurim, right? The whole midrash. He learned the darsh midrashos. He gave shurim, right? The whole horos. He paskin getting the kedushin. Isra'ata. They took care of all the things. And he speaks about tzchava tol and all these other things. And he also mentions this idea of torah for the effort that he has to put in. I printed the pay of shurim and ksubas kuf hay. I'm not sure we mentioned before. Wonders. The Ramor made that blanket statement that anything which is drabbanon, you can charge for. And the Pesach is not so convinced of it. The Karen Or the Don Lamedzan on the base also not, because he says Kol Mil Drabbanon Charlit Lamed Mishar. What do you mean? All the drabbanons are under Los Osser. back to the Torah. So he says that's only a piece of Tamim, and he wonders about that also. So if you want to look, just to summarize, the Shulchan Aruch Harav in Yerodeya, he has what's called Hichos Talmud Torah, Perek Aleph, the base, summarizes all these dinim. So does Aruch HaShulchan, Sim Reish Mamlov, Sif Yud Ches. Those are the last two stories I printed. What basically merges is, without reading inside now, because late, if you have a group of Heterim, okay, namely Schar Batala, or the guy has no other means of a parnasa, and that's what he does all the time, or even if he does, but it's clear that he has to be Mevatel his work to go teach now, we had Schar Shimur, which we said included things which have Torah, or Pisuk Tamim, which we said passively included a broad range of things, Drabbanan, all these things you're allowed to take a Schar, and that justifies what is the common practice. Okay, I'll take the opportunity to show. Yeah, right? Exactly. Okay, so this was a sheer to defend my livelihood, yeah.